Mr. Gray, do you have another consent item?
The next one, you get to item three. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Item three is the consent agreement that we're placing before the commission for your consideration. This involves Blunt Management LLC. They are, at the end of the day, requesting authorization to retain a 20-foot by 42-foot single-story enclosure over an authorized deck that the commission previously permitted, as well as a 12.5-foot by 44 deck that was added to their existing main restaurant facility, the Happy Clam Restaurant, within the town of Colonial Beach. This was actually brought to our attention by the Westmoreland County Wetlands staff in December of 2007, when it was reported to them that work had been undertaken without proper permits. We conducted, in late December, members of staff on December 27th, a site visit, at which time we met with Mr. Ed Blunt to review the, and evaluate the activity. Mr. Blunt, coincidentally, had purchased the property in August of 2006, and the deck addition that we were talking about was already in existence. So even though it was unauthorized, when he bought the property, he is the current property owner. On February 12, 2008, we received an after-the-fact permit application from Mr. Blunt requesting authorization to retain the enclosure of the deck that the commission had previously authorized, as well as the new deck that had been constructed. In essence, Mr. Blunt explained that he thought all of the required permits had been obtained by the builder from the Wetlands Board and the town of Colonial Beach. We submitted the application of public interest review, as did the Wetlands Board. On April 21st, 2008, the Wetlands County, the Westmoreland County Wetlands Board approved Mr. Blunt's after-the-fact application. We received no opposition to the project, and we're recommending your approval as well. Mr. Blunt has agreed to a triple permit fee, which amounts to $300, and a civil charge of $1,200, and that would be based on our matrix of a minimal environmental impact and a moderate degree of noncompliance. So with that, we're recommending that the commission adopt or approve that settlement in lieu of any further enforcement activities.
Have we ever had any problem with Mr. Blunt or any of his...
Not since. No, sir.
Okay. Matters before the commission, Mr. Schick, and then Mr. Holland.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with this case since it's right down the street from me. And unfortunately, this is a case where the applicant tried to pursue all the right permits. He hired a well-established permitting agent. He sought the advice of the Colonial Beach Zoning and Building Office. And no one told him that he needed to get a VMRC permit. This piece of property, the deck is very close to the low tide line. You know, you go there some days and it's completely dry underneath. Some days, you know, it's you know, obviously over the water. He bought an inheritance situation. Actually, the deck itself was constructed and had to get an after-the-fact permit because the town of Colonial Beach at that time thought that it wasn't over the water. So in light of that, I really feel that I'd like to move to accept the motion, but without the fine and the triple fees permit. I think in this case, the applicant was totally innocent in this situation, was a victim of the system, very close call on it. He tried to do all the right things. He would have been more than happy to get the permits if the zoning administrator, the building administrator, the Wetlands Board, you know, his permitting agency, his contractor, any of them have told him that that he needed to have one.
Well, as an associate member of this commission, have you educated those individuals
in
your backyard?
I have all of them, and actually the town of Colonial Beach no longer has the zoning administrator or the building inspector.
I didn't mean you to educate him.
Which had nothing to do with this case.
Lord. A draconian up there, aren't you?
We run a tight ship in Colonial Beach. And the contractor normally doesn't do marine work, but he was assured by the zoning administrator that it did not need a wetlands permit.
Okay. Let me do this before you make the motion. Is there any further discussion by the commission? Because this is a public hearing, I've got to check to see. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on this matter? Proceed again with your motion then, Mr. Schick.
So I move that that we grant the after-the-fact permit with with just a $100 permit fee and no fine.
The second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Grabb.